Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, November 10, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
D-Wave QBTS Advantage 2TM quantum computer now available for U.S. government applications at Davidson Technologies. D-Wave Quantum Inc. announces that their Advantage 2TM quantum computer is now operational at Davidson Technologies, supporting U.S. government applications. The system, located in Huntsville, Alabama, aims to address national defense challenges and run sensitive applications. This collaboration between D-Wave and Davidson marks a significant step in accelerating the U.S. government's use of quantum computing. The quantum computer is available for customer use through D-Wave's LeapTM real-time quantum cloud service, offering solutions for national defense, logistics optimization, AI, and materials science.
Investor News Breaks, Secure Private Data, OTUSFGDT0, partners with Quaestor Federal Consulting to form Secure National Security Team. Secure Private Data Lidid, SIGRAR, Havharo, has partnered with Quaestor Federal Consulting to create the Secure National Security Team, NST. The collaboration aims to enhance Secure's secure communications technology within the U.S. national security landscape. Quaestor, a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, brings over 400 years of combined defense and intelligence community experience to the table. Quaestor President Phil Oakley highlighted the importance of secure communication in the digital age, stating that Secure offers an elegant solution to this problem. For more information, visit Secure Private Data's website at www.secure.com.
Trump adds copper, 9 others to critical minerals list. On Thursday, the Trump administration updated the list of critical minerals by adding copper, uranium, and other minerals to that designation. The list indicates the minerals essential to national security and the economy. It remains to be seen how the revised critical minerals list will translate into tangible increases in domestic production. Exploration companies like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. could benefit from these changes.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.